What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bob, I would like to correct myself. I guess I said that Survivor was on for 50 years. It's 50 seasons that's coming up. 48 seasons that they've done.
This is still the bottom line is it's survived.
It has survived.
Reality television, you know, was a big thing when it first came out. I thought it would die off, and in some cases it has.
Yeah.
But some of these, you know, you have a cult following, and people will, you know, something like The Bachelor I thought would last temporarily.
Yeah.
But people love to delve into everybody's personal life.
And people love your show, Love Island, Bob. They have watch parties on the North Shore for Love Island.
I know. It's crazy.
People love Love Island.
Is that sort of a guilty pleasure?
I think so.
You watch that kind of stuff?
It's got to be,
like,
right?
For me, I used to love The Sopranos. All those kind of, you know, Ozark was big. I like those series that kept me interested, and I could binge watch.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm not delving into a lot of this stuff. Now, my wife's watching something about a newsroom. I forget the name of it. And I think it's on Apple TV. I'm not sure. But it's a really it kind of depicts.
Is it the one with Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah. Do you know what that's called?
I don't, but.
But I mean, it's she really likes it, and it depicts what goes on in a television news operation, which I think is, in many cases, spot on.
Is it similar to KDKA?
Well, just general. I mean.
It's called The Morning Show.
The Morning Show. That's what it's called. That's right. The Morning Show. And she loves it, so. When I get home at night, I want to watch something, but then again, I'd like to read stuff before I try to go to bed and put on that stupid CPAC mask, and then
Reese Witherspoon's in the show.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be well written.
Reese Witherspoon will be 50 next year.
Wow.
How about that? Jennifer Aniston is 56.
Yeah, still doing well.
Friends is one of my favorite shows.
It's one of those that lasts forever, right? I mean, you can watch it over and over. I was a big Seinfeld fan. I love MASH. Hot Lips Houlihan. Did she die recently? I thought she did.
Oh, I don't know.
But that was always well done. So I don't know. I thought reality television would die a little bit. I think because ultimately with reality television, you don't get reality. Like if you go to even like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, right?
Yeah.
It's been on the air forever. First of all, how natural is it to have a camera follow you everywhere you go?
Oh,
to do every you can't be natural. It's not
wild.
Reality. You know you're performing to some degree,
and that's the same case with Big Brother. There's a camera on you 24/7 the entirety of the show,
and
you're being monitored the entire way.
Yeah, and I just don't think that's natural.
No, it's not at all natural.
Anyway, we promised Tyler Kennedy he will be here at 1 o'clock, but I'll throw this out now because I teased to it. Greg Wyshynski, who's on ESPN, he was on a podcast, and his quote was, "I've believed long ago that Sidney Crosby would end his career, not in Pittsburgh, but in Montreal."
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
I think he's wrong.
Yeah, I think this is an attempt to just create a topic that at this point doesn't exist. Now, would I rule that out moving forward if things get really bad? Maybe not. I think Letang has more of a shot at moving to Montreal if that's the case. You know, if he wants to continue his career. I don't know how much time he has on his contract. I think it's 2 more years.
Letang or Crosby?
Letang.
Oh, well, Tang's has like four more years left.
No, it's not
he
that.
He signed
it's
that big 6-year deal, remember?
Yeah, but that's not how many years?
He signed it the same year as Malkin, right? He signed the deal in July of 2022. It'll keep him with the Penguins through the 27-28 season.
All right.
So he does have he does have what, 3 years left?
Unless he says I wanna move on and Montreal would be the place I want to go on. That's always that shot. Eric Karlsson, a guy who has a no trade clause.
Please move on from Eric Karlsson. But Eric, please want to go somewhere else.
One of the things they're trying to do, you know, is try to figure out how do you not only move on from him, but save some money in the process and try to up an opportunity for somebody else in your system. 412-928-9370 is the number to call, but we'll get into a lot of hockey talk with Tyler when we come up, including next year's free agent class, which is a doozy. It has names on it that are big names.
Can I say one more thing about Crosby real quick?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, Canada obviously is so in love with Sidney Crosby, and he's done so much for that country, the golden goal, that they've won just so much in Canada. I feel like that there are reporters in Canada and people in Canada that throw all this out there about Crosby to Montreal or Crosby to insert Canadian team here, basically just trying to manifest it because they feel that Crosby is like their Canadian hockey hero since Gretzky.
Right.
And they just want it to happen so bad, they're just trying to talk it into existence when they know deep down it's never going to happen.
Well, I've learned long ago, never say never, because you never know. I would doubt it. I think he's very happy here. I still think he wants to be here, and he understands what's going on. Some people wonder what he's thinking. I think he's well aware. He knows where this team was headed 3 years ago when it was heading down this path. It's the, you know, the price you pay for trying to win when you go out and trade draft picks. They only had 3 number one picks over 10 years because they were active in the trade market trying to build a team that could win, and they did win. So if you know that, then you know what comes with it after that, and that is normally some sort of drop-off where you don't have a lot of draft picks, so your system suffers, and ultimately you fall in the standings. And that's where they are right now, and they're trying to change that. So we'll see. Meanwhile, we have this on Twitter from Fansville, who says, okay, guys, this is our rotation for next year based on how he sees it. Skeens, Chandler, Ashcraft, Burrows, and Barco. So this would assume that Keller is traded, and so is Falter. Both of those guys have years of control.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen what he has in mind for the trade back.
That's the thing. What is the trade back? And I would be okay dealing Mike Burrows. I would be okay dealing Ashcraft, even though I think Ashcraft is going to end up being a better arm for them than Burrows. If that's what it takes to bring back a big-time hitter where you might have to package in a Bednar or package in a Santana, I'd be willing to do that because that means you get your hitter and you don't have to compromise trading Mitch Keller away. So you still have Keller, Skeens, Chandler's going to come up at some point this year. It might not be until August at this point, but he's probably going to come up, and you get to see what you have from him, plus Jared Jones halfway through the season next year, plus Falter. That's a good rotation, plus Hunter Barco's shown some good things in the minors.
Yeah, Barco looks like he's a left-hander, so he would fill the void of having a left-hander there. So I don't know. We're going to find out as this moves on, but I still got to believe they better, if they're going to move a guy like Keller with 3 years of control, they better get a lot in return. By their standards, they have to do that. Zach Huff on Twitter says, why can't the Pirates sign Skeens to an 11-year, $500 million contract? They could.
I mean, they could, but they won't. They just, I wish they could.
They choose not to.
They choose not to. And that is their choice.
If you added $50 million for one player to the current roster in terms of its salary size, what would you end up with?
Well, it would double their payroll.
And what's wrong with that? It's very affordable in today's baseball, right?
Their payroll right now is what, $90 million?
I don't even think it's that high. I think it's in the 80s.
So it wouldn't double it, but that is half their payroll. If you pay Paul Skeens $50 million a year, that is more than half of their payroll on one player.
Yeah, but is he worth it? Does he represent what you need to have to win? Yes.
Yeah, he does.
And honestly, it's not all that much when you factor it all out. So the answer to your tweet here, Zach Hoff, is they can do it if they want to.
Yes.
But they've never done it, and never to this degree. So
no,
you have nothing to be optimistic about.
Thank you for the tweet, Hoagie. Hoagie has a picture with Donnie, Malzy, and Pony in his bio. Have you seen that, Bob?
No, I haven't seen that.
I've met Hoagie. He's a very nice man.
Is he? Why do you call him Hoagie? Is that his...
That's his Twitter bio.
Oh, Hoagie, I see.
Hoagie 7187.
Is it Huff? I don't know how you say his last name, but it's Hoagie. Thanks, Hoagie. I appreciate that.
Do you think Hoagie's numbers in his bio represent Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby?
Yes, I do.
Why does Hoagie have Evgeny Malkin first and then Sidney Crosby? Did somebody else have the username Hoagie8771?
Maybe so.
And that's why Hoagie had to choose it that way.
All right. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. I want to ask you real quick about a couple of NBA signings. Speaking of money.
Please.
So, Devin Booker. Phoenix is a team that they just traded Durant. They don't have a lot over there, I don't think. They give Devin Booker $71 million a year. 72, actually. It's one more million than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP of the league. I just don't understand that. To me, they'd be better off. They're going to trade their, you know, the team they have is better to try to put Booker out on the trade market.
Yeah.
I would do that. He could bring in a lot. He's still a very, very good player.
Did you see how it was framed by Shams last night, too? Devin Booker signs this enormous contract. He stays loyal to the Phoenix Suns, who are still trying to build around Devin Booker, and Booker signs his third contract there. He's so loyal. Do we really need that in journalism and in reporting? Like, now, one thing that I was taught...
I wonder if he would have been loyal if it was $10 million less.
One thing I was taught in, like, my master's degree is you should always try to identify the source unless your source would be, like, burned and it would be bad in reporting. Do you find it interesting, though, over the last year or so, Schefter and Shams and all these guys are saying the Devin Booker signs his deal reported by insert agent here of this agency. And it's like they're giving all the agents credit. Have you picked up on that?
I have, yes.
I don't really like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
I feel like it's agents just saying, hey, Shams, here you go. Here's all the information you need. Make sure you say that it was me, though, because
when
the next class comes out, we want to make sure that, you know, Cooper Flagg sees, hey, we got Devin Booker, like $150 million over like 2 years or whatever. So you should sign with us because we will give you the most money. That's just the game that it feels like to me. It seems like it's, I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of motives going on there.
Here's an interesting tweet from DK Sports, and this is what I've been saying dating back to the first hour of this program today with you, Austin. When the Pirates score 4+ runs in a game, they're 25-12. When it's fewer than 4, they're now 12-44. As a team, they average 3.3 runs per game. That's the lowest in all of baseball.
So they're 12-44 when scoring under four runs.
So if you're and that's what they've done all season long. They score 1, 2. Look at this road trip. 3 shutouts, 2, 3, and 3. So they don't score 4. One more run per game makes a big difference in some of these. So when they do it, they're 13 games over 500. But when they don't do it, they're, 32 games under 500. So, and that makes a big difference. You have the lowest runs per game in the majors right now.
Isn't that the adage too, Bob? Like, try to find an offense that scores you 4 runs per game because if you pitch well, you're just naturally going to win a lot of games. If you score 4, like that's like the break-even point. That's like the, not the break-even point, that's like the breaking of the dam.
Right.
You know, where the floodgates can be open to a ton of wins as long as you score 4 runs, especially with the pitching that they have. They would be in contention for a playoff spot right now. They would probably be a wild card team right now.
And that's all it would take, one more run a game. If I bet you those 44 losses that are part of the record when they don't score 4, I bet you if you went to 4 or above in some of those and you look at what they gave up in return, there'd probably be 10 more games over 500. That's how critical it is to have bats in a system that doesn't have any bats.
Did you see this, Bob? The NBA on Prime announced their broadcast family for this year. They have the NBA now. Prime is taking over the NFL already. Now they're taking over the NBA because TNT no longer has rights.
And I'm sad about that.
Me too. They did so
well. I'm sad about that. I really like TNT and their group. Now, I wonder, some of those guys are still going to be a part of this, I would guess, right?
Well, Ian Eagle and Kevin Harlan are going from TNT to the NBA on Prime. But they also have Michael Grady and Eric Collins calling games. I want to know what happened to Brian Anderson. I thought Anderson was incredible.
Very good. What about their pre- and post-game people? Are they going to use the same guys who were on TNT? Is Barkley going to go over there too? And
so the NBA, the Inside the NBA crew is going over to ESPN. They are going to still have the creative freedoms, according to ESPN, to have their show. And they're going to end up doing a lot of pre- and post stuff for a lot of the games that are going to be on ESPN. But ESPN's pregame coverage of the NBA, they'll do like a 60-second quick little intro, then they'll go to commercial, then they'll do 5 minutes, then they'll go to commercial, then they'll do like 2 minutes, and they'll do another commercial. And the inside the NBA is so good because they let those guys go for like 10 minutes, then like 5 minutes, and then they're they go back to the game. They give them like kind of like this show. They give them long form content. They give them a lot of time to be able to formulate opinions, have a conversation, and people love it and people enjoy it because of the personalities.
Right. The personalities drive everything. I don't think there's any question. And that's why they move around so freely with in this new world of broadcasting where you see people who for years have been on one network all of a sudden flip into different things you've never heard of. And that will only continue.
So they have Stan Van Gundy, Brent Berry, and Del Curry.
I like Stan Van Gundy.
I do too.
I think he's very good at this. I think Jeff Van Gundy's pretty good at it too.
They're both kind of annoying, but they're good broadcasters.
But they bring up parts of the game that when you're watching it, you know, you want to hear that kind of analysis from two guys who are coaches and know exactly what's going on.
And Del Curry. How about Del Curry? Does that mean Steph Curry we might end up getting as a broadcaster at some point? Father to son, they pass on the lineage.
You know, I think Steph Curry would be good at just about anything. He's one of the favorites to win this American Century Championship at Lake Tahoe this week. He won it 2 years ago. He took up golfing, and he's like absolutely smitten by it. And unlike Joe Starkey, he has progressed in his game. He's taken it to a different level.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When
like
he does
Joe.
When he does the Cohen chicken thing, I love how he has a little vibrato at the end of it. That's in crank you
land. That's in crank you
land. Yeah, he really does use that voice. I wonder if Joe's. Well, I was gonna say I know he's playing golf. I wonder
that's in crank you land.
That's it.
All right, one guy on Twitter here wants to know why the Pirates and us. Talking about the Pirates, never mentioned Johan Oviedo as a possibility next year.
Well, we haven't seen him in a year.
Yeah, I mean, just like I think this time next year, we'll be wondering, is Jared Jones good enough to come back from injury to be a factor? When you're out for that long of a time, people tend to forget about you. But having said that, he's a guy who, if he's healthy and doing his thing, I thought he was really good when he was, you know, pre-injury. And we'll see if that can be back when he returns from his injury. Although it's a long process, man. You got to go through that rehab. It's never easy to get that done.
Well, and he also dealt with, a calf injury, too. He dealt with some other injury that was nagging him earlier this year that also made it a little bit of a setback in his recovery, too. So Oviedo's kind of been going through the ringer with some injuries.
Those calf injuries are tough. Russell Wilson last year when he had it, I think down deep he was thinking, rest is the way to do this, because if not, it leads to an Achilles injury. And we saw that with Tyrese Halliburton in the NBA playoffs.
And we saw it from the likes of Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum
and
in Boston.
Damian Lillard.
Right, all those guys. And all you see is that pop, and you know it's bad. It happened to Aaron Rodgers 2 years ago. And you saw the pop in his leg, and you knew what it was.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.